Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot happening in Baltimore this week. Let's check in with Evan.
Yeah, and that's one way of putting it. Plenty of people had this game circled as the potential return for that man, Lamar Jackson. He's been out since week four with the hamstring. He was back at practice Wednesday and Thursday in a limited capacity. We saw him on Friday from the scout team for what appeared to be a full practice. The team listed him as a full participant and questionable for this game. Then on Saturday, after some discussions with the league, they changed that to limited and out. And that led to a lot of confusion, not just for folks consuming the content, but also even the Bears. We were talking to them last night when they were thinking, we've got Lamar on Friday and then Tyler Huntley on Saturday, fellas.
Yeah, we heard Kevin Byard in our meeting on Saturday say, we prepped for Lamar all week long, and then once we saw him listed as full on Friday, we basically knew he was going to go. And then we didn't find out until Saturday morning after our walkthrough when I checked my phone like everybody else, and that's when Kevin Byard and the Bears found out that Lamar wasn't going to play.
All right, so that's from CBS. It's Evan Washburn with the sideline report, and then J.J. Watt chiming in. And when I heard that, I was like, wait a minute. Like, really? Because J.J. being on it and saying, yeah, Byard walked into our meeting like we had no idea that that's not the guy that we were playing against.
Not till after their walkthrough, which is the final time they had to even think about it.
Yes. And then it's like, it's not even the second guy, it's the third guy. Now, there are similarities in their game, and I'm not using this as an excuse. I just think it's dirty pool. I don't like that. Like, it's one thing to do the gamesmanship thing. It's another thing to flat-out lie on your injury report.
And it's not just a designation lie. Listen to John Harbaugh's voice on Friday after practice talking to the media.
Don't you want to hear about everybody?
No.
Oh, that's the one.
Okay. If we're being honest.
Okay, appreciate the honesty. I know this. He practiced today, full practice today, so that was good. And we'll see where we're at going forward.
Full practice today.
Yeah.
Full practice. Folks.
That's not making a mistake with someone losing it in translation and then sending that information into the league. That's your head coach.
Factually speaking, if you are the starter and you don't take starter reps, that's not full practice.
That's limited participation.
He didn't take starter reps. He took scout team reps. So then when it's brought to his attention, what's this, after the game? Listen to John Harbaugh after the game. Try to backtrack it. What happened?
From your perspective, what happened with the miscommunication around Lamar's injury status? And were you unclear on the rule that, I guess, he couldn't be listed as a full participant if he only ran practice squad?
Yeah. Well, the status was pretty much the status all the way through. We were hoping. We weren't going to rule him out before we had to, you know, and I think at the end of the day, it just the conversations that were had, uh-huh. You know, they just didn't feel like the two games in the 5 days would be the thing to do, you know.
So
that's
right.
That's comes back to us, and when you hear that as a coach, that's what you do. So with him not practicing, with the first offense throughout the week. It's just getting Tyler ready to go, and we're going to go play football with Tyler. And if Lamar would have come back, I mean, you know, if it could have happened, you know, as a coach, I'd have put him in there. And Tyler, you'd understood that, right? That would have been the way it would have gone. But he didn't get to the point where I think they felt comfortable with that part of it. The other part of it, I'm not involved in those rules. I don't know those particular rules. Ooh. So that's that was probably I think in their defense, you know, he practiced a full practice. I think they felt like because he did the same number of reps, it was a full practice. But when you dig in and you read the rule, at the end of the day, it wasn't right. So that's what it was. That's why as soon as we found out, we changed it.
You said they. Who's they? Who makes that?
Yeah, that's in the training room and the PR and the other side. It's not in the football side.
John, do you expect
the medical side?
John, do you expect
the ball? But it's an honest mistake. I mean, it really is an honest mistake. I can tell you this. Nobody's trying to hide anything. I mean, there's no advantage. There's no advantage to be gained, you know.
Yes, there is.
I mean, it was he practiced. His status was what it was. He was questionable. I do think if we'd have had the old status, maybe they would have said doubtful. Maybe. I don't know. But questionable or out. You know, we weren't going to say out because he wasn't out, you know, until.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Until Saturday when that conversation was had on the medical side.
I caught zero logic in all that. And that last bit, pure gibberish.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Hey, buddy.
Who you crapping?
Who are you crapping? I'm just a simple head coach. I don't know.
I have no ideas. Even though I'm on the rules committee, even though I'm the longest tenured coach in the NFL, I had no idea that they had these rules. And when I broke them on purpose to give myself a decided strategic advantage.
And if you don't mind me bus-tossing my medical and PR staff.
How about that?
Dude, my God.
They took the pinball machines.
That's why he's pissed. That's why he's bus-tossing them.
The problem is that it was a dishonest mistake.
Yes.
That's why you're going to get fined by the NFL.
Dude, Mike Florio is so hot for this. He wants him to lose a draft pick or Harbaugh to get suspended or something.
I don't think it's going to go that far. Woo! But the league doesn't like this type of stuff for a couple of reasons. One of them, they're not going to like me saying. But the other one is, it's not fair to the other team, and they would like for it to be fair. The other part is gambling.
6.5 points was the spread. Then it went up to 7. It got all the way to 7. 7's a big deal, folks.
They covered it, by the way.
Yeah, but they would get to 7. And then on Saturday, after news, actually,
It was before the news.
Hey, the line
moved.
To 2.5.
Yeah.
That's enormous.
And can I just say that it's stuff like that that make people wonder where the betting is coming from and what information do you have that's going to change the way you may bet.
You know where I heard it went down to 2.5? From former Cleveland Cavalier Damon Jones.
I thought that you got a text while you were playing poker with Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, Chauncey Billups let me know.
And Antonio Gates, apparently, allegedly.
Yeah. Tanny, there's got to be hundreds of people that were rooked into playing poker games, wow. And we are going to hear about them.
Wow, dude. John Harbaugh with some grade A bull bleep.
Yeah, man.
Right there after the game and on Friday, and they got caught. Hardcore, because Ian Rappaport reported the scout team. And Evan Washburn!
Hey, Evan! You're supposed to be our guy!
We had you on the air. You said, thank you. You said it was a nice time.
No, that's on you guys. You guys should have asked him, was Lamar Jackson on scout team today when you watched him? That's just all on you guys.
I know it's
and that's on you too, Alex.
We were so concerned about his conversation with Caleb that we forgot to ask about how...
This is why you don't get to host categories as much as you'd like.
Such an oversight from the production team, a.k.a. me.
Yes. I mean, my God. I gotta ask, what a bunch of crap from the Ravens. That you think it really had a big competitive advantage?
I think that it can. I don't think that it did just because the styles are similar. The players are not, but the styles.
For Huntley.
And you saw like inverted wishbone that they were running out of in the red zone, like that sort of stuff that they do with Lamar. So I'm sure that if those guys are preparing for it, they're seeing a lot of the same looks. I think the playbook is similar for Snoop. Than it more similar to Lamar with Snoop than it is for Cooper Rush. But still, that's the whole point of this.
Do you hear
the whole point is so that you don't have an unfair advantage against your team, that you can't lie about what the injuries are.
You know what? He's a big fat liar.
Mike's been on the muscle on this for the last couple days, and he's 100% right. I don't think that they're going to get hit with like a loss of a draft pick, and if they do, it'll be like a late round draft pick, but they're definitely getting fined.
TJ Edwards was on with Mully and Haw, and he talked about preparing for Lamar Jackson this morning.
I mean, in terms of the Lamar Jackson thing, I think that's more something that you guys get to go talk about. But for us, man, we're pretty locked in on our game plan on what we need to be doing. I think, again, we were preparing for Tyler Huntley. We got to watch some tape on him. You know, he came in the LA game, and at the end, you kind of saw a little bit of that quarterback run game, and that was kind of our hunch that that's what we would see. And so we kind of had a feeling that was going to come up. And again, man, I thought he executed well. And just
no diss to TJ, but for a team that was really prepared for Snoop, didn't go great for you.
Yeah, that defense had a rough go. It did. And the secondary being decimated was part of it. And some of the guys that were healthy in the secondary did not play well.
Yeah, I went back and watched the game this morning, and I was looking at different stuff, and then I just kind of watched Jaquan.
Who has to make lots of key decisions when you got a running quarterback like that.
And it might be because like he kind of had to do a lot of everything with so many injuries and everything. I didn't think he had a great game. I thought he stayed blocked a lot on run plays. And you watch like the Derrick Henry run touchdowns, and you'll see there wasn't a lot of resistance that was given by Bears defenders to get off blocks. I'll just say it that way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.